encourage one another. Our scripture reading was from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. I appreciate that good reading. Did a very good job on that. Notice that in verse 11, he says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." There's numerous, it seems like loads of references that you could think about that you can get three good points from. And about Acts chapter 8, we've talked about when Philip preached unto them Christ and the kingdom, they were baptized, both men and women. That's three good points. When Paul reasoned of temperance and judgment to come and so forth, there's points that you can get from that. There's a lot of references that you can get three good points from. Our topic tonight is fleeing, following, fighting, taken from 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verses 11 and 12. There's a need for every one of us to do some fleeing, some following, and some fighting. And so I want us to think about these for just a little while this evening. Notice, first of all, he says, "But thou, man of God, flee these things." Well, in order to know what these things is in reference to, you've got to read the context of it. You've got to go back and notice what Paul is talking about. It talks about perverse disputing to men of corrupt minds and so forth, destitute of the truth in verse 5. "Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out." And then he talks about having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. "For the love of money is the root of all evil," he says. "For which while some coveted after, they veered from the faith, pierced themselves through with many sorrows." And so he tells Timothy, this preacher, to flee these things. There's a need for all of us to not get caught up in physical things. We've talked about that numerous times. We know that these things don't last. The Bible points that out over and over. Luke 12, verse 15. "Beware, take heed, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth" what? "Not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Flee these things. Flee physical things, a love of money, things of which cause folks to stumble, and so forth. James 1, 10 and 11 assures us that the things of even the rich man will perish. "But the rich in that he is made low, because as a flower of the grass he shall pass away." You know, an individual is not saved as a result of their many possessions. They're not lost as a result of their many possessions, necessarily. That can cause us to be lost. We love those things more than we do the Lord, but neither is a man saved because he's poor. "Because as a flower of the grass he shall pass away," verse 11, "for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways." Don't put all your stock into physical things. In the book of Luke chapter 12, I'm sure you're familiar with verses 16 through 21. I just shared with you verse 15 a moment ago. "He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, so thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool." How would you like it if the Lord considered you a fool? How would I like that? This night thy soul shall be required of thee, and then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Well, that was him. That's not me, someone may say. Hold it. Look at verse 21. So is he. It makes another good study. Passages in the Bible. So is he. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Riches can deceive. Now, can a person serve God and be rich? Well, sure they can. But riches can deceive too. When you look at Matthew chapter 13, the Lord gave this parable of the sower. Remember, the seed fell among by the wayside. Some stony ground and some among the thorns. Notice what he stated in Matthew 13:22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of what? The deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. How are we doing on fleeing? All of us need to do some fleeing. This isn't just to the preacher to whom Paul's penning. But all of us can learn from this. But we also need to do some following. Thou, man of God, flee these things. Follow after. Many folks follow a lot of things. Some follow the majority. Whatever the most biggest crowd is doing, that's what we ought to do. Well, everyone else is doing it. Some follow family. Some follow tradition. And such like. But the text gives us some things to follow after. We flee from some things and we need to follow some things. First of all, he mentions righteousness. Doing the right thing. Obeying the commandments of God. In Psalm 192, verse 172, all thy commandments are righteousness. You want to be right in the sight of God, you've got to keep his commandments. Anything difficult about that? Very simple. He talks about following godliness. Imitating God, striving to be like God is. The attributes that God has. We need to strive to do the things that God would have us to do. God displays love. Are we loving? God displays mercy. Are we merciful? And the list goes on Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers. Some versions say, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sweet sacrifice. An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And he talks about following faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You've learned that by now. The Bible definition of faith from that standpoint. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He talks about following after love. How are we doing on following after these things? By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if you have love one toward another. John 13:35. Follow after patience. Do we have patience? Are we growing in that? We talked about growing this morning. In your patience possess ye your souls, the Lord said in Luke chapter 21, verse 19. Follow after meekness, humbleness, humility, lowliness. James 4, 6, God resisteth the proud but giveth grace unto the humble. Verse 10 of James chapter 4. Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God and he shall exalt you. We do the humbling, God will exalt us. Without coincidence, those things are mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 1, of which we talked about this morning. Remember these things we talked about growing and adding? Look how many in this list is found also in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 11 and 12. Add to your faith. We talked about faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. We talked about patience, that's mentioned too. And to patience, godliness. Brotherly kindness, he talks about. And so we've got to flee some things and we've got to follow some things. And then lastly, number three, we've got to do some fighting. That's all of us. We fight a spiritual battle, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers and of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, Paul talked about fighting. I've fought a good fight. Finished my course. Finished the course. Kept the faith. And as a result of that, he had a crown of life awaiting. Got to be suited up, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17. Prepared for the battle. Got to have the right weaponry. You know what the weapon is? Sword of the Spirit. He talks about that in Ephesians 6, as well as Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. All of us have to do some fleeing, following, and fighting. Very simple, very true to the book, nothing difficult to be understood. Should you be in our audience, have never obeyed the gospel of Christ, but you decide that you want to be, you decide that you want to be a Christian, you have an opportunity to do that by hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17, believing it, John 8:24, repenting of your sins, Acts 3:19, confessing your faith in Christ that He's the Son of God, Romans 10:10, and being baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Maybe you've done that, but you're not faithful as you should. You want to come back home. You want to be restored. You need to repent of your unfaithfulness. Make confession of God in prayer. We'll pray with you for you. Don't delay. Come right now.